USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Russia claims it's not planning to invade Ukraine, but with nearly 150,000 troops on the border with Ukraine, people are wondering what their plan is. Republican Senator from Iowa Joni Ernst tells ABC's This Week the Biden administration is not curbing Russia.
So far with this administration, we have seen a doctrine of appeasement, and that certainly is not going to deter President Putin and Russia from invading Ukraine.
Senator Chris Coons, a Democrat from Delaware, has this.
The very strongest sanctions, the sorts of sanctions that we use to bring Iran to the table, is something that we should hold out as a deterrent to prevent Putin from taking the last step of invading Ukraine.
Administration sources are confirming the State Department is now planning evacuations for diplomats. This is USA Radio News.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing, so I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with his six-piece towel set. USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in a towel. Two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths for a limited time, $39.95 using our promo code USA. It retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
A sheriff's corporal in Harris County, Texas, Charles Galloway, was shot and killed during a traffic stop in southwest Houston. The police department there is heading the investigation. Chief Troy Finner says the suspect, who is described as a Hispanic male, got out of his car and opened fire on the officers.
We believe, and witnesses said, it was an assault-type weapon.
This shooting is only one day after two New York City police officers were shot. One of them has succumbed to his injuries. Firefighters in California say they have about a 25% containment of a 1,500-acre wildfire burning in the Big Sur area. This has led to the evacuation of about 500 residents. CAL FIRE official Cecile Juliet says coastal regions are no longer safe from fires that happen in the winter.
Now our fires are extending all the way through December and then into January.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you miss the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. There are hundreds of thousands of members, and they love it. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and this is obviously huge. The typical family saves around $6,000 a year switching to MediShare. Find out more. They're great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
Australia, New Zealand, and Japan have delivered aid amid a shortage of drinking water in Tonga in the wake of a 4-foot tsunami after an underwater volcano exploded last week. The Australian aid also included medicine, cleanup equipment, and telecommunications infrastructure. On Saturday, planes carrying aid from New Zealand and Japan also touched down alongside the Australian flights. Fiji military personnel, consisting of engineers, medics, and other specialists, are teaming up with Australia to help with the rehabilitation and further assessment in Tonga. The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs also confirmed that the economically vital agriculture sector suffered substantially, mostly due to the ashfall on the crops. A drug maker is making some predictions about the end of the pandemic.
The CEO of Pfizer saying COVID-19 will not be eradicated, at least not anytime soon. Speaking to Israeli news on Saturday, the CEO Albert Bourla said, "We should be able to come to normal lives again, but not for a few months, and there will continue to be anomalies with the Omicron variant," and he believes they'll be controllable through vaccines, but they'll always be with us. He says the best way to avoid being hospitalized with COVID is by getting that shot. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.